Jean-Paul, welcome to Ishko.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
How easy or hard was it to convince you to do this show tonight here in winter?
I've done one or two performances in winter time before, so it was always very exciting. especially me or the whole team, you know, the band from being from Jamaica, not used to these temperatures. So it's a welcome challenge. We don't like the cold, but people have been making us feel very warm. And usually by the time I start getting out there on the stage, it gets a lot warmer. But just looking forward to making people happy, opening the season, and having fun myself.
Many other very successful musicians already in the past. Is there anyone that you haven't had a chance to work with that you would love to work with in the future?
Billie Eilish, I would love to work with her. I said it right?
Yeah.
I said it right this time. Yeah, Billie Eilish. I love her music. Yeah, so she's one.
Sounds good. You've been in the business for decades now and been successful for many years. What would you say is the secret to your success?
Just, you know, I have no idea. I don't know the secret to success. I think that not everybody has the same pathway. So for me, I have to big up people who I emulated, Bob Marley, Supercat, Shabba Ranks, because I couldn't be them. But they had inspired me to be what I am today. So, I owe it to the fans, people who have really believed in me. Also, I have great friends who are DJs, and they just love what I do as well. So I've been blessed in that respect. Yes, I work hard. Yes, I take advantage of good opportunities when I'm ready. And all those things are checked off. But yeah, as for the exact formula of what it is, that's helped me to last so long, I really don't know. I'm just thankful of.
Beautiful. You just recently performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for this year or in general?
I'm always thankful for life. I'm always thankful for family, you know, and that I'm able to balance my career with that family life as well has been really important to me. So that's something to give thanks for. You know, I learned something from different cultures and different religions as I go along. And one of them is Muslim faith, which they pray 5 times a day. And usually I didn't do that before. But so maybe not 5 times exactly or whatever, but I give thanks for many things throughout the day. Yeah.
What new projects will the next few months or the next year bring for Jean-Paul?
Wow, we have a lot of stuff doing in terms of more music coming out. So my last single I dropped was called Light My Fire, features Gwen Stefani and Shensia. And that was on the album that's called Scorcher. So we have new projects coming out, Dirty Rock Productions with my production team. We're putting out artists such as Farinese. So Busy Signal is another artist I'm about to drop a single for. Future Fambo, I think it should be sometime next year. There's young artists such as Kwanda Jai, Soto Bless, and Rasa Jai. All those guys I'm looking to put out singles with. But in the reggae world, I've done 2 huge singles with Beresford Hammond. Beres Hammond is a huge musical icon to us and a treasure, and so I'm happy to be able to do songs with him, which I think will be released early next year. Other than that, I've been working on a new album. I haven't named it yet, but we have a lot of tracks going through right now to perfect them, and also just working throughout this season. When I go back home, I'll be doing some more writing on some tracks, but that's it for now. It's been an amazing year, especially since it's kind of been the first year after COVID. So it's been cool.
Other than other musicians, where do you draw inspiration from? You're doing so much creativity. How? How do you get all that?
Dancing Ladies is one. That's one form of inspiration for me. But also just the younger, as you were saying, other than the younger artists and producers, but life, you know, life is, I think sometimes I'm inspired just by a good workout. You know, you go work out and you sweat and you pain and you cuss and you feel better after and it feels good. So that's always uplifting to me. You know, being an artist, a sound or colors can inspire you and lead to something that you create. So, yeah, just again, I give thanks for all of those inspirations as well.
Beautiful. Let's talk about the Jean Paul Foundation real quick. How important is giving back to you?
It's very important to give back, especially to the community where you came from. And, you know, I find that even though I'm from a middle-class community in Jamaica, that, you know, the what can I say, the more inner-city crowd needs help from someone like me. Not just is it important to wave the flag, but also to give back physically and with your own time. So during the pandemic, we gave out care packages, which included food staples and cleaning products that would last for about 5 weeks. So we did that twice at different times. We also helped out children with not being able to get to school with purchasing iPads, which I'm hoping didn't get damaged, one, and I'm hoping that, two, it really helped the people who we gave to. We pinpointed people who were, what can I say, exceptional students that would really make use of that opportunity. And then we gave to small farmers, we provided watersheds that they would be able to use throughout the years to help their farms to keep it just irrigated. And it's something, you know, in Jamaica, when you're in a position of importance, you're basically helping out people a lot. So from day to day, there's different little things. But in general, those are the projects we did over the pandemic. And I'm looking forward to do something here in Christmas, which we're discussing with the team right now. You know, everyone needs a little support. And when someone that's been doing well from where you're from shows that, it really helps to uplift everybody's spirits. And uplifted spirits bring positive thoughts, and positive thoughts bring great things.
You mentioned before that you're not a huge fan of the cold, which I can understand. But what do you think of the Austrian Tyrolean landscape in winter? Do you like that?
It's very beautiful. This morning I took a video of the clouds, the snow on the mountains and clouds, and sent it to my family, and they were like, "Yo, wow, where is it?" And I had to explain where I was. Awesome being here. You know, you hear about this side of the world a lot and you wonder how could people live there? And I guess with a lot of cups of cocoa and coffee in the morning, which is what I did this morning as well, it helps. But yeah, a beautiful, beautiful scenery and a different side of nature from what I'm used to. And so just awesome being here, and I'm gonna try to check out the place. I've always been a fan of skiing and always had not so great knees, so I've never done it. So it's something I've always watched, snowboarding and skiing just over the years, and something that maybe I'll never be able to do properly, but awesome to be here and in this energy. It's cool.
Okay, beautiful. Are you watching winter sports as well? Do you follow like ski races and stuff?
Sometimes the X Games I do follow, and as a kid, one of the biggest part of watching sports for me was that, the ski slopes. The kids like shh and fly for like a couple of seconds. That's pretty awesome. So yeah, I used to check that out a lot as a kid, and the sport has grown since then. And so every now and then I do just log on YouTube and search anything like that.